We move on to the 42nd surah of the Noble Quran, Surah Ash-Shura. Surah means consultation. Just to put you into perspective in terms of the link between this surah and Surah Hamim Sajda, which is before that. In Hamim Sajda, there is reference that certain people have dreams, experience certain occurrences through which they then feel the need to pray to the saints and gods for help, to make sacrifices or make sacrifices in their name. And in Surah Hamim Sajda, there's a reply that to these experiences by saying that they are nothing but the doings of Shaitan, who appears to people in various forms to mislead them. Now, Surah Ash-Shura replies to another doubt that existed. And the doubt expressed by the Mushrikeen is that they find expressed in the previous divine scriptures, which indicated that it is possible to supplicate to beings besides Allah. So in Surah Ash-Shura, there is a reply that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to all the previous Anbiya that only Allah is all-knowing and that only He has control of all things. And therefore, supplication should be directed only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's scriptures that have been sent to the various Anbiya have propounded the same message. And if any conflicting text is found in the scripture, then know and understand that that is not part of the revelation from Allah. It is an addition that people may have added, deviated people. Therefore, whoever is led astray by these additions, there will be no excuse for them on the day of Qiyamah. There's also responses that have been given in previous surahs to those who have made additions. And the first is that the first concern Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, that based on the text from previous scriptures, it was alleged that he uttered words of kufr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that no, Sulaiman never committed any kufr, but the shayateen, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُ يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. That is in Surah Baqarah. Then Allah declares in the verse that Sulaiman never perpetrated the act of kufr and black magic. It was the shayateen who wrote books containing words of kufr. The second allegation was against Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, where the kuffar had claimed that he instructed them to worship them. And the allegation is made in Surah Al-Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it's not possible that Allah gives any human being a book or Sharia, and then the Prophet says to the people, leave the worship of Allah and worship me. So that is also another false allegation that has been made, which has been dealt with. People also look at the words like the Son of God found in the word, in the Bible, or Kalimatuhu, a word from him, or Ruhuhu in the Quran, and they assume that Sayyidina Isa was so close to Allah that he must certainly have had some control over affairs in the universe. And that is where Allah responds by saying that it was He, Allah, who revealed to you, O Muhammad, the book in which lies muhkamat, clear and ambiguous verses that are the mother core, and the others mutashabihat, verses to which specific or exact meanings can be given. So these are some of the rebuttals that have been found in the Noble Quran, and this has been dealt with in Surah Ash-Shura. In the opening verses of Surah Ash-Shura, it starts off with the huruf al-muqatta'at. Ha, Mim, Ayn, Sin, Qaf. So these are the words which Allah addresses Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, saying that a secret between him and Allah. And then Allah says that كَذَلِكَ يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ قَبْلِكَ. In this manner, just as this surah has been revealed with all its associated benefits, in this manner, this is what Allah does. Allah the Almighty, the Wise, He sends revelation to you and to those before Him. كَذَلِكَ يُوحِي إِلَيْكَ to you وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Allah is the mighty and the wise. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ And He is the exalted and grand. The verse then tells us about the preposterous nature of the claims of the mushrikeen. The mushrikeen's beliefs were so outrageous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ فَوْقِهِنَّ That it is as though the skies may rent asunder. The polytheist beliefs are so outrageous that it could cause the skies to burst. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all credibility that may seem to exist in the claim of the mushrikeen before actually denying them their forthcoming verse. And the verse that has been put forth is that the skies will rent asunder, that the verses, what they're saying is such a grave matter. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that the reason why the skies do not rent asunder is because the angels are glorifying Allah. They indulge in so many other duties delegated by Allah that the skies can almost be rent asunder. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu reported the Prophet said, the skies are creaking and they really ought to creak. And then the Prophet said, I swear by that being in whose hands my life is, there is no space or the space of four fingers without an angel placing its forehead in prostration before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also when we look at the verse, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ This means that the angels declare the purity of Allah from everything that is not befitting to the exalted status of Allah. At the same time, they also praise Allah because of His most excellent attributes. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah is quoted from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu that the word here, tasbih, that wal malaikatu yusabbihuna, this tasbih refers to the angels proclaiming subhanallah. And this is because of the astonishment of the mushrikeen who are prepared to bear the burden of Allah's eternal punishment. The mushrikeen are so foolish and they are so feeble-minded. They are prepared to bear the burden of Allah's eternal punishment because of their incorrect beliefs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ The angels seek forgiveness for the believers on earth. أَلَا إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَالْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ That behold, Allah is certainly the most forgiving and the most merciful. So this is the benefit that we as believers receive the du'as of the angels. They make du'a for us. And therefore Allah speaks about the mushrikeen when He says that Allah is vigilant over them, those who adopt partners besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِي أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهُ حَفِيظٌ عَلَيْهِمْ Allah is a guardian, He watches over them. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلِيمٌ بِوَكِيلٍ You are not a guardian. Allah will deal with them as He pleases, when He pleases. So, those who are adopting partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of all that they are doing. Allah then addresses the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying that وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ قُرْآنَ عَرَبِيَّةً Allah has in this manner revealed the Arabic Quran to you so that you may warn the inhabitants of the cities of Mecca and those around. وَلِتُنْذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا وَتُنْذِرَ يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ And warn them of the day of gathering, Qiyamah Day. La rayba fi. There is such a day where there will be no doubt. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, part of his core responsibilities was to warn people about the grave consequences of kufr and shirk. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also, together with all the Anbiya Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, warned mankind about the imminence of the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will pass judgment between the evil and the righteous. And what will happen as a result of that? فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. As a result of this judgment, a group shall be in Jannah, while another group shall be in the blazing fire of Jahannam. Now that is where it will end for the kuffar in terms of their opportunity. That while they were in this world, they had the opportunity, and eventually they will find that they will either be in one of these two groups, and they will then have to bear the eternal consequences of their decision. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then continues into the 8th verse of Surah Ash-Shura, saying that if Allah willed, He would have made mankind a single nation of believers. If He wanted, He could have done that. وَلَكِ يُلْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ. However, He will enter wherever He wills into His mercy. وَالظَّالِمُونَ مَا لَهُمْ يُوَلِي وَلَا نَصِيرٌ. And for the oppressors, they will find no assistant, no supporter. Allah guides people according to His wisdom. This aspect of who Allah chooses to guide, Allah has linked that to His wisdom. We cannot for a moment even fathom that. But why are some people guided and some are not guided? What is the criteria that entails one to be worthy of guidance? This is a hidden secret between Allah and His Nabi. In the opening verses, we speak about that. Also, we cannot fathom why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose to guide certain and not to guide others. That is the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That brings us to the end of the verse number 9, and it gives us an overview of the opening verses of Surah Ash-Shura. That's where we terminate for this evening. It brings us to the end of the program. We hope to be back with you tomorrow afternoon. From the team, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.